Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, today with a high of 69. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for showers, tonight 50. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 39 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas state lawmakers are working on overriding multiple different bills that were vetoed by Kansas Governor Laura Kelly for the end of legislative session 2024. One of those bills includes banning gender-affirming care for minors across the state of Kansas that was vetoed by the governor back on April 12th. As yesterday evening, legislators had a meeting in Salina discussing with medical and mental health care professionals about their concerns about the ban.
So either I might stop seeing trans clients, or I see them and I'm asked to leave. And I am denied my professional liability insurance, which means insurance companies will not allow me to bill them.
That audio from KSNT News. The bill would ban those under the age of 18 from receiving gender transition treatments and would punish doctors for providing those treatments to minors. Some of the penalties could include the loss of their medical license and expose them to potential lawsuits. Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Are you looking for acreage to broaden your land investment portfolio with added recreational opportunities? Floyd Auction Real Estate is proud to market two great Southeast Kingman County properties at auction on April 24th at 10 a.m. at the Kingman Expo Center. Tract 1 is 153 acres currently planted to wheat, and Tract 2 is 306 acres that includes 85 acres cropland currently planted to wheat, pasture, and tree-lined creeks, perfect for all your recreational habitat needs. Visit floydsales.com for more information or call 620-532-1887.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Students right here in Kansas and across the nation say that they are not looking for federal student loans as they go from K through 12 up into higher education. As WIBW reports it, according to the National College Attainment Network, they say that the number of high school seniors who have submitted applications for financial aid is down significantly this year compared to previous years. As according to the network, so far only 37% of high school seniors across the nation have submitted a free application to federal student aid through April 12th. They say by this time last year, roughly 50% of the prior senior class had applied by this point in the year. Overall, the data shows that there has been a decline in submissions among students on the low-income schools and schools with higher percent for minority students. The National College Attainment Network does say that there is still plenty of time for students to apply for their federal student aid, as May 1st is typically the deadline. However, they say that deadline is approaching quickly and say that a new version of the free application for federal student aid has also been released for this year.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Grand Island City Council is set to take a vote at their meeting about hiring a new finance director. The candidate they're looking at is Matthew Gleason, who is currently the instructor of business and director of accounting and audit services for Peru State College. Gleason is looking to take the finance director spot from Patrick Brown, who was recently promoted to the assistant city administrator spot. Brown, who has done both jobs for the last 9 months, said that Gleason is well qualified for the job.
It's been a challenge for many organizations, municipalities, to find finance directors. And so when you come across one, with these credentials and some of the experience that he has, it's really good for the city in moving forward.
According to the city council agenda, if Gleason's hiring is approved, he is expected to start on May 6th, and his salary would be over $129,000. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Grandma. I'm in trouble, and I really need some money.
Of course I'll help, but first, what's the family code word?
Code word?
In 2023, Americans lost $9 billion to fraud. Safeguard your family by establishing a family code word only known to family members and verify that code word with the caller before taking any action. Sponsored by the Kansas Bankers Association, Office of the State Bank Commissioner, in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Discussion regarding budget shortfall for operation of the Kester House Museum was held. It was suggested to utilize convention and tourism budget toward offsetting salary costs as an interim fix. Conversations regarding potential sale of a Kester Block commercial buildings are ongoing, but a final course of action is yet to be decided. Councilmember Colleen Barron suggested taking the matter to the Administration and Finance Committee. A compromise motion to fund up to $1,500 to maintain staff for the short term be approved with admin finance to study further. On a related issue, council will hold a special meeting Monday, April 29th at 6 p.m. to interview three finalist candidates for a request for proposal for potential development of the Kester Block. Discussion was held regarding a mural being applied at the public library on the west wall. Library board had approved moving ahead without council permission. Concerns with longer-term maintenance were brought up. With the wall already primed, consensus was there was little choice but to proceed with the grant-funded project. Street committee had met and recommended not to move forward funding for dust control on several city streets. City attorney reported on a previous request to consider reverting authority to hire and or fire city department heads remain with the city administrator. He cited the potential for individual council members facing lawsuit or actions if changed, while the status quo provides a layer of protection for elected officials. Washington County News reports that a Washington State driver involved in and arrested following a high-speed pursuit Monday that ended just south of Washington, Kansas, was listed in 2020 among Washington State's 20 most wanted after he was allegedly involved in a shooting incident at a Seattle convenience store. 18 years old at the time, he was listed as armed and dangerous. The man, Robert D. Allen, was involved in a high-speed chase Monday through Clay into Washington County that resulted in a multiple injury accident near the industrial park. Pursuit had proceeded north on K-15 with speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour. Multiple vehicles were forced off the roadway with erratic and reckless driving. Stop sticks deployed near Lynn were not effective, and the 2022 Dodge Ram pickup eventually struck an embankment at Industrial Park Drive, causing it to go airborne and roll over at the north side of the intersection. The driver, Robert Allen of Bellevue, Washington, and a passenger, Riley L. Linders, also of Bellevue, and a female juvenile passenger were transported to Washington County Hospital. The suspect had reportedly fled from law enforcement earlier Monday before arrival in Clay and then Washington counties. Robert Allen has a felony warrant from Washington State for escape from custody and assault. This and multiple pending charges face Allen as the investigation continues. Community Memorial Healthcare Marysville will hold its annual meeting Wednesday evening at 7:30 in the South Plaza Conference Center. Nominees for election to the Board of Directors include Dr. Randy Brown and Barb Kiekhafer, both representing Marysville as city, Lori Beichmann of Hanover as rural representative, and Aaron Wright of Marysville at large. Emilia R. Hassey, two-year-old daughter of Corey Hassey and Joanna Keys of Summerfield, passed away Thursday. Services planned Friday at 1 at Quarry Mortuary in Pawnee City. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Quarry Mortuary in Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Emily Ahasi. Paul E. Juniman, age 80, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Saturday at 10:30 with a rosary at 9:30. from St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Paul Juneman. Carl J. Holch, age 46, passed away Saturday at Washington. Funeral service Saturday at 2 from St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, with a visitation Friday from 1 until 7. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Carl Holsch. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Sloppy Joe with chips, broccoli and cheese, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, pork tender, mashed potatoes, peas, and cherries. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms possible overnight. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Showers and thunderstorms do continue into Thursday. Cloudy and breezy with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. More showers likely into Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Southeast winds around 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms continue into Friday, mixing with sunshine and our highs in the lower to upper 70s. South winds between 20 and 30 and gusting as high as 45. Then showers and thunderstorms continue into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Southwest winds between 20 and 30 and gusting as high as 40. More showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Southwest winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 30. And more showers possible Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, late April 69, record high on this date 94, the average low 45, and the record low 27. Sunset this evening 8:13, sunrise in the morning at 6:37. Sunny and 39 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 24th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to celebrate. Join Blue Valley Technologies on Saturday, April 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the Broadband Bash in downtown Marysville. The day will be full of fun activities for everyone in the family. Blue Valley customers will receive $10 in chamber bucks. Plus, they have the chance to win some awesome prizes. Don't miss out on your chance to meet a surprise guest character straight from the Nickelodeon studios. Scavenger hunt, live music, food trucks, a cornhole tournament, and so much more. Join Blue Valley Technologies as we celebrate the completion of fiber optics into the city of Marysville. To see a full list of activities, visit bluevalley.net/broadbandbash.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. The first round of the NBA playoffs continued in Los Angeles last night. Kawhi Leonard returned for the Clippers, but he wasn't enough to stop Luka Doncic and company.
At the right wing, Luka cradles it in his left arm as he lets the clock run down. 10 seconds to shoot. Against Harden, 7 to shoot. 6, 5, 4. Try to drive it. Step back for 3. Hit it!
On 97.1, the Freak, Doncic had 32 points to lead all scorers. Kyrie Irving chipped in 23. The Mavs evened the series at one game apiece with a 96-93 win. The Pacers also tied their series in Milwaukee, pulling away from the Bucks for a 125-108 decision. Pascal Siakam's 37 points led the way. Head coach Rick Carlisle crediting Siakam's ability to step it up when it matters most.
Well, Pascal's a guy that naturally has a personality and a presence that is poised. You know, he just doesn't get rattled. He plays the game at his pace, and, you know, he was one of many that stepped it up.
In Minneapolis, Anthony Edwards shot a miserable 3-for-12 after erupting for 33 points in Game 1 against the Suns. Luckily for Ant and the T-Wolves, they have Jaden McDaniels.
Edwards throws out of a trap. Swing it all the way into the left corner. McDaniels for three. Boom! Got that. That is it.
Sean Kelly, ESPN, on the call. McDaniels had 25 points to lead the T-Wolves to a 105-93 win and a 2-0 series lead. Stanley Cup playoffs. The Predators even their series with the Canucks at a game apiece, winning 4-1. The Avs down the Jets 5-2 to tie that series 1-1. Carter Verhaeghe scored in overtime to give the Panthers a 3-2 win and a 2-0 series lead on the Lightning. The Rangers took a 2-0 lead on the Capitals, winning 4-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
Good Wednesday morning. Sips back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we yet again have another day of trade on the horizon here, we'll take a look through the overnight session as well as give you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday. It was a mostly higher day in the grains. Corn, wheat, and soybeans all trending upwards, and it was mixed to slightly higher in the livestock. The cattle markets were choppy two-sided trade, including April live cattle, which finished down 47 to 183.35, June live down 90 to 177.15. In contrast to that, it was the opposite story for the feeder cattle markets. April contract eventually finishing up 85 cents to 243.75. May was up 87 to 246.05. And the light spot for the livestock was the lean hogs yesterday. May contract up $1.87 to 98.57. June up 245 to 107.95. As mentioned, corn and wheat and the oats market was higher yesterday. Trending downwards, though, kind of rounding out some of those gains from the last 2 days. May corn through the overnight session actually unchanged at 443 a bushel. July also unchanged at 452.5. And then choppy two-sided trade beyond that. Mostly lower end of the wheat market. Chicago spring and most of Kansas City wheat are down. However, May and July Kansas City wheat are up. May's up 1.5 to 610.25. July's up 0.25 to 614.5. And May oats currently down 3.25 to 364. Soybeans also choppy two-sided here through the overnight session. May beans up 0.25 to 1167.75. July's down 0.01 at 1181. A lot of hesitancy yesterday and probably leading into today as we are still awaiting that further forecast for the weather into planting season as we get further into that. May soybean meal up 40 at 345.60, and soybean oil a bit lower. May's down 25 points at 45.06. Cotton trending down. July cotton down 11 at 81.61. If I was to take a prediction, probably a mixed choppy two-sided day of trade today with not much movement, again, with that hesitancy waiting on the weather conditions. Energy market sees June crude oil down 62 to 82.74. Unleaded gas is down 0.5 cent to 271 a gallon. Heating oil's down 2 to 255. Natural gas down 1 to 180.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality seed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. That's not all. Home City Grain is now offering dust control services. Don't wait. Contact them at 785-799-3326 by May 1st to sign up and secure your spot.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The 2024 Kansas Farm Income Outlook provides producers with projections concerning their finances and earnings. K-State Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair Jenny Ift discusses the farm input and output predictions made for 2024. She says the relationship between net farm income and net cash income looks unusual this year.
The key things that are happening with our forecast as we look forward to the next year, recovery from drought in 2022 and in some places in 2023, higher cattle prices. We're assuming trend crop yields or a return to normal crop yields. There's also some relief on expenses. So we do expect lower fertilizer, lower fuel and oil expenses for this year. So if you combine all these, we expect net farm income to increase 21%, but net cash income to decrease 14%.
She explains the factors calculated within net farm income and the expected change from 2023 to 2024.
Most years, they're moving in the same direction. So as economists, we like to focus on net farm income because that reflects the totality of a producer's situation. It includes both money or cash and stuff. And the stuff would be your change in inventories and also depreciation. Now, depreciation is pretty consistent. It's not a cash expense, but it's real. You also have inventories. And so if we're talking about a return to normal yields, producers are going to have more crops. They're going to have higher inventories at the end of 2024. So if you want to look at both cash and what producers have on hand, the situation in 2024, again, assuming normal yields, is going to look better in 2023.
Ift discusses net cash income and how Kansas compares to the national price outlook.
We also can look at net cash income, and this is something that lenders like to look at a lot because they're interested in producers' ability to repay loans. This is probably also, from the producer's perspective, cash is what you can see easily. That's, what's in your bank account. That's going to be down about 14%. And that puts the Kansas forecast a little closer to what's happening at the national level. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture is projecting about a 24-25% decrease in both net cash income and net farm income.
That was Jenny Ift, Kansas State University Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair on the spring of 2024 Kansas Farm Income Outlook. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
If you have a Bella or a Charlie in the family, you're in good company. A look at last year's most popular dog names today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 24th, the 115th day of the year. Singer and talk show host Kelly Clarkson has a birthday, and the founder of the Old Farmer's Almanac, Robert Bailey Thomas, was born on this day in 1766. It's always fun to check out the popular pet names. Here's the most recent list compiled from 2023 records of names people have been giving their dogs. Bella is a perennial favorite, and it comes in near the top of the list again. A previous number one, Max, drops to second place, making way for Charlie to be top dog. Familiar favorites Buddy, Cooper, Daisy, Milo, Luna, and Lily fill in the spots in the top 10. Training experts should be pleased with the list. They recommend names with no more than two syllables. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY, 39 degrees, sunshine. Seasonal highs around 70 on tap today. Still a chance of thunderstorms. Some could be severe Thursday into Friday. Looks like Friday's our bullseye.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. A Kansas native and a senior at Kansas State University on the football team is potentially looking at the NFL for a next career chapter. KSNT News reports that Hayden Gillen, a walk-on 6 years ago on the Manhattan team, all the way up to team captain, is going into his final couple seasons on the program and is now looking at the NFL. Gillen, who is originally from Plainsville, Kansas, made a statement saying, quote, "It would be great. It's something you always look forward to, and I think it would bring a lot of emotions because there's so much that went into it. It would be a blessing for sure if he ended up getting chosen to go into the 2024 NFL draft." Gillen was an honorable mention for the All-Big 12 for both 2022 and 2023, and is one of four Kansas State offensive linemen getting serious looks from the NFL in the upcoming draft. On the baseball front, Kansas City Royals back in action again today for game number three of their four-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays. That first pitch tonight at 6:40. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats kick off the season Saturday, August 31st.
This is notoriously one of the loudest places to play.
Get your 2024 season tickets to see Pop-Tarts Bowl MVP Avery Johnson and the Cats for all six home games.
Design run for Avery Johnson, and he's in for the touchdown.
Secure your seat in the bill today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
KNDY.